thirsty. The everlasting gospel. In Revelation 14, verse 6 and 7, we read, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel, to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters." Oh, what a message. In former centuries, it was clear for everyone there is a creator and he made everything. The creator made the creation. About 170 years ago, a new philosophy came up, telling people it wasn't God. God doesn't exist at all. So it was created by whom? Whom should they take instead of God? What is the alternative? And then they said, yes, everything was created by chance. It came up in an explosion by chance. You know what happens after an explosion? Chaos. Never any order. For order, it needs someone who makes order. We know it in the kitchen after the dishes are all dirty because of the meal. If you need an explosion in the kitchen, will there be order? It needs someone to clean up the mess. There's always someone needed to bring in order. And our universe is such a miraculous system of order, perfect, in harmony. There is a perfect mind, God's design. Is seen in all of this. In this everlasting gospel, we are warned. We are warned. Fear God and give glory to him. And worshipping him means, in a double sense, worshipping him as the creator. And when we worship him as the creator, we do not despise our fellow citizens. Then they are the product of the creator. We are all of one blood. We all came from Adam and Eve. In this way, this last warning is a warning especially for the Western world. From kindergarten, through school time, up to university. All our kids stay here. The world came out and existed by chance. And therefore, God is robbed of his honor, of his glory. What do we read here? Give glory to him. He is the creator. For the hour of judgment has come, and we will see it in nature, in creation. For the last period of this planet, before Jesus comes, there will be enormous catastrophes in nature, so that we discover there is a creator. It is not by chance. The one who made it, he can destroy it as well. And people will think about it. We all know in our heart there is a creator. Don't we? God is the one who made it. Because he loved us. Therefore he made it.